Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellites we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, as well as the roughnecks working the oil rigs out there, not only in the United States, but all around the country. Thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, click on the like button for liking the page, and then jump in the chat room that we have. And you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And let me drift down over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden, came out of the cave, the basement, and he came out and he had these famous last words to utter.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID. Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Wow. 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 What's wrong with that little statement?
Well, 120 million people have not died in the United States from COVID-19.
122,000.
122,000 at the last count. And yes, and again, what really trips me out about this, Captain, is how sort of nonchalantly he rolled off that number. We have 120 million dead from COVID. That would just be absolutely unbelievable. And the way that he just sort of rolled it off, as I said, nonchalantly, I think is very concerning.
It's a third of the population.
Right. Right. Well, and again, you know, it's, you know, you've got to have a lot of stuff in your mind to be able to remember all these things that when you're running for president, obviously. But Joe Biden continues to exhibit these symptoms of something very, very amiss, and it's very, very concerning and very sad to see happen.
Now, we have three aircraft carrier battle groups hanging right around the fringe of the South China Sea right now. And yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the United States and the European Union must face down the Chinese threat.
That's true. That's very true, because it is not just an economic threat necessarily, it's also a geopolitical threat, and Europe is also, stands to lose a lot, as China is literally on the rise. There's no doubt about it. And so what he's trying to do is he's trying to bring in a formal U.S. European Union dialogue, and he hopes that he's going to go to travel to Europe soon to begin sessions for this.
Now, this next little splurge that I'm going to do here, I guess you could call these my Democratic top stories. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
The Black Entertainment Television Network, the BET Network founder, urged all Americans to leave, all Black Americans to leave the Democratic Party yesterday. Rather a significant statement coming from him.
It is a very significant statement coming from him, Captain, and quite frankly, he's talking about the idea that he believes that Black voters in America have been taken for granted by the Democrat Party for a very, very long time. And I think that on its face, that's exactly right. In fact, Joe Biden's other statement not all that long ago about how, quote, if you ain't not voting for me, quote, you ain't Black, unquote. It's that kind of taking for granted of a particular group of people is really just unconscionable in today's day and age. And so now, having a separate political party, is that viable? I don't know.
Well, but they're about to find out, because they're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But you have a lot of African American voters, Captain, who are supporting President Trump for the reasons that President Trump is looking to have the rising tide lift all the boats. That's the American way.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The Black Lives Matter male leader that was on television the other night with Martha on Fox stated that if the U.S. doesn't want to give us what we want, then we will burn down this system.
Well, that's very significant, and it's very troubling.
Sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, it's exactly.
And by the way, if somebody wanted to, I wonder if you could have arrested him right on the spot for that comment.
Well, exactly, because, we have a system in which people can work, and work within the system is what I'm meaning to say.
Okay.
And that's the way we get things accomplished.
Okay, well, we got Dan Amann on the line. I'm going to keep him there for a second because we're fixing to go to break, and Dan Amann, I'll pick you up here during the break, and then we'll talk about what it is that we're going to be yakking about here. But when we come back from this break that we're fixing to take right now, more with Dan Amann, Kyle, the professor of politics, and yours truly. And oh, by the way, Kyle, finally, the Dems proposed a bill to ban the government use of facial recognition technology, something that Israel has managed to use for years, and guess what? Catch a whole bunch of bad guys.
That's right. We can tell you all about it as well. Absolutely.
Yep. We'll be right back right after the break, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren, and he did a good job with that. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I've been taking the product for 4 years, and it works for me. And if you're struggling with nagging pain like I had been, if you've got arthritis like I've got, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, or just general muscle aches or pain in general from your everyday activities, then let me suggest to you that you trot on over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, it's a program that costs $19.95. There's a little video there that you can watch. It's 2.5 minutes long, done by Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And you'll know what I know. You'll see it. It's all natural. They'll tell you what's in it, how it works. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give the 3-week quick start a shot for $19.95. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got Dan the Man, the professor emeritus, with us, so let me go over here. Dan the Man, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, Kyle and I were talking about something, and it's a question, and I'm going to throw this out there. Kyle, you had an idea for the president to give a speech in Washington, D.C., and where to give it at.
Well, that's right, Captain. Just briefly, earlier today I was watching a clip of an African-American woman named Marsha Cole. She's a member of the African-American Civil War Museum's Female Reenactors of Distinction, or FREED program, and she was giving a description of the statue there in Lincoln Park, the Emancipation Memorial, Freedmen's Memorial is basically what it's called, and there's a lot of controversy about that statue. It's got a fence around it because people are trying to tear it down. But this statue is so powerful, and her description of it was so powerful that it moved me, Captain, to say that I think President Trump should go to that very statue in Washington, D.C., and give a speech from the steps of that statue and describe it, talk to people about what it really means, that the African-American now ex-slave in the statue is being freed. Lincoln is having him rise to his feet. This is completely been glossed over in those who are trying to tear down this statue. And I just think it would be a very powerful moment for our country. The President of the United States talking about how we are one family, and I think it would really set back a lot of these people who are trying just to bring violence and mayhem to our society.
Well, maybe it would and maybe it might not. Now, Dan, what do you think?
I like the concept. I don't know if you could pull it off without having the resistance there. You know, tear gas and riots and everything else. They're not going to leave that one alone. Yeah, I like that idea. I just don't know if you could do it in modern day 2020 election year. Well, any place he goes, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the new Black Panther Party, they're going to be there raising hell.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's kind of my attitude towards it.
Okay, well,
but, you know, whether it's there, I thought maybe Lincoln, you know, because Trump's compared himself to Lincoln several times, and are the Jefferson Memorial, are even in front of Mount Rushmore. You pretty much take in a lot of history there from Washington, Jefferson, slave owners, Lincoln and Roosevelt weren't, different eras. I think that would be beautiful. I like Kyle Warren's suggestion, but I don't know. I think that it would just be mayhem.
Okay, well, now you called for another reason, so what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you said that, you know, I heard Biden, 120 people died of COVID-19, another
120 million.
Yeah, 120 million, 150 million of us died. You know, our population should be about that of Canada right now.
Yeah.
How many Americans have died. I find that he's losing, you know, the Democrats and Donald Trump, you know, he took the initiative. They said he, you know, he wasn't all there, that he should take a psychological exam, and he did, and he, you know, he aced it. I don't know why the Republicans aren't doing the same thing to Biden. I just don't think he's all there. I think he has dementia. You know, take him to Walter Reed, have the best doctors in the world look at him, and give a report. Yes, he's ready to be president. If they did it to us, we do it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
agree. And by the way, the more he talks and the more you see him stumble and fumble and just kind of put his hand to his head and try to figure out where he's at and what he's trying to say, you can be medicated to a certain point like Ronald Reagan was until the medication didn't work anymore. But the fact of the matter is, it's just really, it's sorry having to watch a person dwindle like that.
He was never the smart. He was never the smartest guy in the world, anyway. You know, he knew how to treat people. You know, he always stuck his finger in the air to see which way the political winds were blowing. Always, you could never count on him. Sometimes he was a Southern conservative, and the next day he's a Northern liberal. You never knew about him. You know, the fifth youngest U.S. senator in American history was Joe Biden. Only four were younger than he was. And he's been there since 1972. For God's sakes, Nixon was reelected that year. That's how long he's been in politics. You know, longevity, you got to give him a medal for it, but common sense. You know, I watched him on TV today at that little speech he gave. He took off his suit jacket.
Six people,
and I mean, that guy moved like he just walked out of a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making fun of him. There is something that's not right. And, you know, if they want to run him, fine. A hard campaign, it could take him off his feet.
I got a couple of comments out of the chat room for you. First of all, Dan, you're forgetting about the double standard. That's from Al in Nebraska. And the second one's directed to both you and Kyle. He said, this is from Steve in Thailand. He's saying, I think Joe Biden will crash and burn during the debates. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I really do. I think it's going to be too rough and tumble for Joe Biden. He'll have a lot of statistics to try to rattle off if he can remember them, but going up against Donald Trump is going to be something that he's just not going to be ready for, I think, no matter how they prep him for that.
And Dan,
he's not going to debate.
He is. He agreed to three debates.
He's agreed, but now he's kind of backtracking. He doesn't want to debate if the COVID virus is still going on. Second, I think he's going to come out there. I think his handlers are going to convince him not to debate. He's going to go. The distinction is clear between Trump and myself. There's no need for a debate. First debate's going to be in Indiana, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if it happens. But I think there's a good chance either they pair three back to maybe one. They're going to have to go out of their way for Biden, whether you get the questions in advance before the debate. He can put them on a teleprompter, you know, canned responses. He's not going to get in too much detail like he has in the past. He can't.
Right.
Numbers, he's having a real hard time with, or, you know, I am Joe Biden, I can't wait to beat Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, he actually said that.
I know that.
It's going to have to be scripted. He's still pretty good in front of a teleprompter, but I don't see him debating. I can't see this guy standing up there for an hour and a half. And I think his campaign knows it. So it's going to be one or the other thing. Either the virus, right now, that would be a good excuse not to have him. Or I don't have to debate him. We're too different. You already know the outcome, how that would be. I think that's how it's going to be.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question here, since we got a lot of stuff going on today. Mitch McConnell ripped the monument vandals as historically illiterate, and Senator Marco Rubio said that the Democrats were delaying the policing policy reform over the election, that they were trying to make hay with what they did in the House yesterday, knowing full well that their bill will not pass the Senate.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The Democrats are much better at playing politics than Republicans. They have been. This whole thing, as I've always said, Nancy Pelosi is prime minister. She acts and she thinks like the prime minister, and you're seeing it now. They're going to try to throw mud in the Republicans' face. Right now, I don't think the crime bill is even resonating with people out here. It's not something that, even if it was enacted, it would be a year or two before it's implemented.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it could break either way, and I don't think it's going
to happen. All right, well, I got to let you go because we're coming up on the break right now, but I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right, Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, here comes the music. Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we're coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. By the way, 59% of Americans polled in a Newsmax poll said that they feel that they are misunderstood by the media. The media has no clue what they do and don't want. That's probably true. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that migrants placed in fast-track deportation proceedings cannot appeal negative decisions in federal court, finding that speedy removals don't violate due process or constitutional protections against unlawful detention. In the 7-2 decision, authored by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said asylum seekers whom the government seeks to summarily deport are not entitled to seek habeas corpus. The opinion from Alito, a conservative jurist appointed by President George W. Bush, said a 1996 immigration law that authorized those speedy deportations for border crossers is constitutional. Alito was joined by the rest of the High Court's conservatives in ruling for the administration, as well as liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. In a statement, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf called the ruling a victory for law and order and the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. I'll tell you all about where they are and right after this announcement from them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in New England at Concord, Mass., which is right outside the city of Boston. And the other one they have is down here in Florida, at Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay region of Florida. Now, in either case, you will come out an aviation maintenance tech, which is a highly sought, in-demand profession right now. Believe me when I tell you, there is no limit as to how many hours you could work or how much money you could make, because it's all up to your God-given ability. Now, I will tell you, to start at the very minimum, 40 hours a week, you'll make about $60,000 a year. That's just at the very minimum. But if you want to get out there and just bust it and get into it, you can make a lot more money than that. Now, there are literally thousands of airplanes sitting idle right now around the country and around the world that need to be reinspected and certified for flight to be able to go back into flight and carry passengers wherever they're at from point A to B. In order to do that, it takes an aviation maintenance tech. So aviation maintenance techs right now are very much in demand. Now, to find out more, go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and never forget to give them a call, too, to schedule a tour, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and use that number to call to schedule a tour at one of their facilities, whichever one works for you, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Okay. According to the Department of the Washington, D.C. Police Department, law enforcement there had requested backup from the National Guard to help protect the monuments that are in Washington, D.C. Now, that backup, some of it is ready to go and out around the monuments. The rest of it is in the background waiting to be deployed to wherever. Now, I've been watching this statue, this Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Statue, and the stuff going back and forth tonight. There have been roughly anywhere from half a dozen to 10 people that have been there. They kind of tipped their hand the other day and said they were going to do what they were going to try to do Thursday night, and that did not happen, and that was to take down that statue. And President Trump said absolutely not. And as a result, they are protecting all the statues in Washington, D.C. Now, the other thing is, the president of Poland, Mr. Duda, was here a couple of days ago, and the president, our president, President Trump and President Duda, sat down to discuss the troops in Poland, and Poland, of course, wants our military there, and they're paying to have our military there. Well, Poland said they'd like 1,000 more troops, and they got 1,000 more troops that will be dispatched to Poland. And they talked about that being, of course, Poland being NATO's eastern flank with Russia. And the president came out and said, we have never been closer to Poland than we are right now. And that's a good problem to have, because Poland, I think, is an excellent ally, based on what we've seen. Now, with supporter voting for President Donald Trump's nominee for the Pentagon's top policy job, Senate Armed Services Committee Republicans are planning an emergency meeting to discuss the fate of the nomination, and we'll see where that goes, whether or not someone else will be put in there. By the way, the unidentified soldier who died in a non-combat incident in Georgia was a member of the 2nd Battalion, 43rd Air Defense Artillery Regiment, which operates Patriot missile batteries. He was killed in a non-combat incident in Jordan. And the Army is now saying that the disappearance of Private First Class Vanessa Gillen officially involves foul play, according to the missing soldier's family and legal advocates. So, the case has now risen to the level of the Army Secretary as the family's pushing for more transparency. We'll see where all of that goes. And that's definitely something that's getting attention. By the way, the Kadena Air Base in Okinawa kicked off a random coronavirus testing on active-duty airmen and Defense Department civilians this week to gauge the success of prevention measures. We'll let you know how that works out. In addition, Guam officials have advised the public to monitor their health safely closer if they frequently occupied any of the 30 restaurants or shops visited this month by U.S. service members who have been infected with the virus. And finally, the Wild Weasels, they call themselves the Wild Weasels, at the Mizuwa Air Base in Japan, showed off their advanced armament in the base's first joint bilateral elephant walk on June the 22nd. They had their F-16s flying around showing what they could do. That's always impressive when you see them. All right, and let's go to the phone line, and we got Todd on the line, so 60 seconds for Todd. Go for it.
Boss, 130 days is 132 days, plus or minus a day from the election. And I've been on for 3.5 years. I want to say a prayer this time, if I can.
Go ahead.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Son of God, we worship you, we love you, we praise your holy great name. It was you that got Donald Trump elected, and we give you the praise and glory. And no non-politician coming through and getting victory and keeping his word and moving the embassy to Jerusalem and lifting up the name of Jesus Christ when he walked across the White House lawn and lifted up the Bible at Lafayette Park for everyone to see that Jesus Christ is the God of America. And we worship you, we praise you, we come against the forces of Satan, the forces of the unholy, the ungodly, and we stand with America, the Judeo-Christian values, and the Constitution of the United States, our military, our cops, and law and order. We ask you to bless the American people, pour your spirit out, that we stand with Donald Trump, we stand with Jesus Christ, and we stand with our church, we stand with our Bible, we stand with our military. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command victory in the House, the Senate, and the Congress, and in the House with Freedom Caucus members. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God bless those who are standing for Jesus Christ, and remember us, Father, in Jesus' name. And if we have to die for Jesus Christ, it's worth it. In Jesus' name. God bless the captain and everyone at Salem Radio Network and everyone in America. Love you, Captain. You're the greatest. Peace.
All right, and amen, and thank you. And, you know, sometimes you need a little divine intervention here. And you got to remember, we were put in this position, me, you, everybody listening, Donald Trump, were put in this position for a reason. And, America is not as dumb as you think. Now, the mainstream media is trying to portray the way this is going on, that all Americans are upset, and oh, they're taking control, and oh, it's this, and oh, it's that. Take a look at who's out there on the streets. I'm telling you, it's the college students, the ones that aren't in school, and some high school students as well. And, of course, some militants that are in the mix anyway that are going to always be rabble-risers and stir things. But we've been telling you how this all got started and where the money's coming from. It all goes right back to George Soros and company and friends. $1.6 billion is the amount of money that was put in the coffer through all these 369 corporations across the country, plus elsewhere, $1.6 billion in the coffer of Black Lives Matter. Think about that for a minute while we go to break. All right, we're going to be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so don't go anywhere. More coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful night where I'm at. I hope it is where you're at, too. Stay low, and I'll return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I? This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my uptown girl from Jersey, turned Georgia, living in Georgia with her husband in Carrollton. That's Donna Fiducia, and she and Don have the Double D Ranch right there, Carrollton, Georgia. Georgia. And by the way, that's up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And thank you very much to the people that are chiming in and listening to us on our affiliate there in Carrollton, AM 1330 WLBB. All righty. It's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee out of the deal. All righty, here we go.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing going to go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wired, full of diesel and ready for hire. Well, I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat, and steel. I don't waste time, I make time, tearing a strip off the white line. I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate, 5 states, 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel gear jammer, a rig jockey, highway slammer. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm a road hammer, a double talking street big grammar. I'm all you know from Alabama all the way to Timbuktu. California sun, weather chilling the most. I follow 309. And Teddy Bears goes all the way to New Orleans. I've been from underpaid to PA, all the way down to FLA, and every little town along the way. There ain't much that I haven't seen. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel kitchener, a rig jockey, highway slammer. I'm just doing what I gotta do.
All righty, I'm a road hammer. Those are the road hammers right there, and that's one of their trademark songs from the days of old. Now, this portion of the program, a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Fly J nearest you. Now, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms, including a threat for damaging winds, is forecast over southern Wisconsin and into lower Michigan Friday afternoon, evening, into Saturday morning. Additionally, strong to severe storms are possible from the mid-Mississippi Valley through the Central Plains into the Central High Plains today, and heavy rain could lead to flash flooding from eastern Iowa all the way to Lake Michigan. And we've already had some of that last night and even going into tonight. Now, also, we have got some really, really hot and high heat temperatures out there. California is just part of it, from the inland area east of Los Angeles all the way up to Sacramento and all the way to Medford, Oregon. You're going to have temperatures today anywhere from the mid-90s to way up around 105, 110. The heat index will be as hot or hotter. Now, it's also going to get warm and get windy and warm in Nevada, the western part of Utah, the western part of Arizona, to include Kingman, and out in the high desert of California. So be advised, you can see some temperatures in the high desert of California today between 110 and 115 degrees. Now, we do have a heat advisory for Florida tonight and today, starting out all the way down in the lower part, South Florida, down Miami and down below there by Marathon, all the way up through the central part of Florida and up past, up past Tampa, up into Pasco and Citrus counties. Now, the temperatures, the actual temperatures, will be in the 90s. Some of the temperatures may approach 100 degrees, actual temperatures inland, not counting the heat factor. And yesterday, right here, when I was watching the news, noontime, in Tampa, we already had a heat index of 100 degrees. The temperature was around 90. And today it's going up to 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Take your pick. There's all kinds of numbers there. But the heat index is going to be very hot. for Florida today. Now, going over into Louisiana, around New Orleans, you got some fog tonight. You got some fog up on I-12 as well, going across Louisiana. Got a little bit of fog shaking over there on the Texas-Louisiana line. And over there, a little bit of patchy fog over around Houston. And then down along the Gulf, down towards the Brownsville area, you've got some fog right along the Gulf there. In the central part of the country, the western part of Kentucky, the southwestern corner of Indiana, the southern part of Illinois, and the southeastern corner of Missouri tonight, you have got the advisories that have been put out for the threat of thunderstorms a little bit later in the day. We do have some flood watches going on up now in Iowa around the Quad Cities. We've also got a flood warning in South Dakota around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, just a little bit north of there. And we've also got some flood watches in, let's see, that would be Minnesota, right on the state line with North Dakota, way up towards the Canadian border, northwestern corner right now. So that's what we got going on there. And again, that's the Truckers Highway and Byron Report for this hour, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and enjoy that great cup of coffee you're going to be getting. Because I'm telling you, it's all good when you go to the pilot and Flying J. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
I'm going to play something for you, and I want to hear what your comment is, because I know what mine was when I first heard it, but this is this is probably the I don't know. Let's just play it, and then we get your reaction.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Wow. Wow. What do you say to something like that from Joe Biden?
Didn't we have 160 million that have been killed by gunfire?
It was 150, and you're right. Mm-hmm. 150 million killed by guns. Yep.
So we really only have about, what, 30 million people left in the United States?
Well, about 100 million, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, because everybody's been killed by gunfire or by the virus.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, and it's how are they going to let him debate the president? He's going to get his butt handed to him, literally.
Well, that's the good thing.
I know, but I don't see it happening. I don't see Biden getting into a debate with Trump. That's just my thought, but I hope I'm wrong.
He's got three of them. It'll also be interesting because it looks as though that the DNC is going to almost be 100% of a virtual convention.
Yeah.
Which it could be a good thing for him, he being Biden, because it'll be a very controlled environment. But
yep.
If you have them out there where he has to, speak without any kind of notes or anything, then it's a mess. So, and that's what happens in a debate.
I hope he's got good narcotics. He's going to need something to keep him. He's going to need something to keep him on an even keel, right?
Well, I mean, his mental acuity is just not there, and it's remarkable the people that are well known, including Carly Fiorina, who stepped up and said they're going to vote for him.
Yeah. Well, Carly Fiorina is an opportunist. She always has been, and I think that she's being an opportunist again. But seeing that the wind may be blowing in a certain direction, but actually it's not. If anybody's believing these polls, and we'll get into that when we come back, if anybody's believing these polls that are out there, then I got a bridge I want to sell you in the middle of Shanghai, China, and I'll sell it to you for $100. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.